George in Hamilton. You're listening to Indy 101.5 FM. CIOI.
Hi, this is Mike Elliott of Elliott and the Audio Kings, and you're listening to Blues Source Canada with Ken Wallace. Let's keep playing the great Canadian blues.
From Kitchener Way, we got some rockin' blues. This is Elliott and the Audio Kings. We're going to listen to two tunes, Dummy in a Corner and My Own Worst Enemy, Elliott and the Audio Kings, from their new release, So Much to Do.
You Well, I burn out of breath before I can cross, and I can turn on my awareness, yeah, into a loss.
The Audio Kings from So Much To Do. A new release from Andre Bisson. Boy, oh boy, he puts together some big band sounds with some horn sections. This is his 9th release. He'll be on the show next week. We've got 2 cuts for you, Release Me and Golden Handcuffs. Andre Bisson from The Ballad of Lucy Stone.
Please release me. I'm so tired of the games we play. Please release me, and we'll both find happiness someday. My lonely heart has been shattered. Hear my pillow ain't been dry for days. I know when I pick up the pieces, oh, they'll never fit together the same way. Now there's a stranger who sits across.
Me, and we'll both find. a tooth of luxury. So torn to keeping up the Joneses, artificial poverty. Peace of mind in a troubled time breeds a world of contemplation. I can't resist most anything but the road to true temptation. It's the curse of the golden handcuffs. Only the truth will set you free. And the truth within those golden shackles is we're the ones that hold the key. Yeah, it's the curse of the golden handcuffs. Only the truth will set you free. And the truth within those golden shackles is we're the ones that hold the key.
Andre Bisson from the Ballad of Lucy Stone. From Calgary, this gal really knows how to shake up a keyboard, Deborah Power. The release is called I'm Not From Chicago. We've got Hardwired for the Blues and the title track, I'm Not From Chicago. Enjoy, Deborah Power.
Dragging my shoes. I'm a woman on a mission, doing a game I can't lose. I got a powerful engine, custom made to go wrong. I got a heart and a mind that can't get along. And I'm so sick and tired of being hardwired for the blues. Heating. for the blues. Child, sing with all your heart, drive them people wild. So I reached out to the blues and I sang with all my might. Now every single day I know she was right. I'm not from Chicago, but I love to play the blues. I wanna tell the whole world, I just wanna spread my happy news. What a happy day when I found the blues, 'cause I feel it in every bone, right down to my shoes. My mama was right when she told me what to do. Now every single day I thank God for the blues. I'm not from Chicago, but I love to play the blues. I wanna tell the whole world, I just wanna spread my happy news. To do. Now every single day I thank God for the blues. I'm not from Chicago, but I love to play the blues. I wanna tell the whole world, just wanna spread my happy news. I'm not from Chicago. I sure do love to play the blues. Yes, I do. Oh, that's right. I love the blues.
Deborah Power from I'm Not From Chicago. Jake Chisholm has come out with a new album as well. It is entitled Hands Held High, featuring Jimmy Boskill on guitar. We're going to hear Muddy Water and Hands Held High, the title track. This is Jake Chisholm. Chisholm from Hands Held High. Robert Connolly Farr has a new album out as well. He's always had a unique sound. From the first guitar note, you know it's him. He was born in the Mississippi area, now living in Vancouver. We've got Screaming and Hollering, and Ain't No Other Way, Robert Connolly Farr, from his release, Shake It.
Jackson, out of E, net to below Jackson. Out of E, net to below. If I ever get back home, won't be back no more. Ain't no way.
Robert Connolly Farr from Shake It. Let's get into a new album by Spencer McKenzie. It is called Preach to My Soul. We're going to hear Paranoia Blues, and then we're going to have a chat with Spencer McKenzie. A brand new album by Spencer McKenzie. It is called Preach to My Soul. And I've always said about Spencer McKenzie, he may be young, but he plays like a veteran. And this is his third studio album, and we're thrilled to have Spencer on the show. Thanks for coming on, Spencer.
Pleasure to be here.
So first of all, I got to ask you, what's the meaning of the title?
Well, essentially, Preach to My Soul is a song about... like in blues, it's always about influences and where you take influence from. And that's what that song's about. It's kind of about me paying forward what I know and my influences, whether or not it's directly or not. It's just a song about really being thankful to kind of have that and then paying it forward. Like Preach to My Soul, like just trying to think of some of the lyrics in there, play through me from the past to today, right? Kind of things like that. Strumming my guitar from the future to the tomb, kind of, you know, like paying homage as a sense. It's a big song about my influences really as a musician.
Well, I followed you from the beginning of your career, and this album to me really shows tremendous growth.
I appreciate it.
How would you compare yourself as a musician now to the musician that first started out?
Oh, I would say that mainly people have told me with years of experience, I've become more of a performer. I've gotten a lot more comfortable with playing on stage. At first, it was a lot more form, but now, although I'm still pretty young, I've been probably playing for about 7 or 8 years on stages, and people have told me that, like, even after COVID, people are like, wow, you can really kind of hold a stage and give a performance instead of just per se just playing some cool guitar. But in that, my band and I have grown too, and we're just a lot more comfortable. There's not a lot of second guessing on stage. There's not a lot of, you know, dynamic issues, because it's all coming a lot more naturally now, just through years and years and years and years of playing. And technically, I keep watching musicians and I keep learning from musicians, and then sooner or later it trickles into my playing.
I think it's quite different than your previous two albums. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I definitely agree. It's definitely more blues rock, which is what we were going for. I tell people it's kind of a blend between, like, on the blues scene, like, I love Gary Clark Jr., like listening to Gary Clark Jr. and maybe Joe Bonamassa, kind of like that heavier guitar-focused album. Like, the majority of it is. There's two tracks on the album that aren't so much that, but you have to have variety in every album. But, yeah, definitely a more blues rock-focused. It was a simple production with a guy named Ross Hayes Cicerlo on a... He produced the thing, and he works with Gypsy Soul Records, doing bands like Samantha Martin, Bywater Call. So he had a direction that we were talking about before we even started it, and I was really interested in going that way. So I went under their wing.
And there's a special song on there that I really like, Paranoia Blues, featuring a guy that I know quite well.
Yes, we both know him well. Steve Strongman agreed to play a solo on this tune. It was in the midst of COVID, so we weren't allowed to all be in a studio at once, but you're allowed to, like, say, track vocals with the engineer or mix or, you know, track guitars. And the year prior, I came off of playing some shows with Steve. I got up with him in Mont Tremblant. Did his couple of his vinyl releases at Hugh's Room and the Bush Home in Erin, Ontario, and then even his legendary Christmas show at the end of it there. And so, after looking up to him for so many years, I thought this would be my shot, and I got a hold of him, and he was like, man, of course. He's like, I would love to. And he did it remotely, because he has his studio there at his place, and he sent him in to Ross and I, and then we put his solo at the end there, and it was kind of a dream come true, really, to have him featured on that song, because I've never even done a feature before, so.
And you've got a great video out there, To Be Your Dog. That's a really professionally shot video.
Yeah. We're fortunate to work with a really good production team. Director, her name is Lisa Mann. She works with, or has worked with bands like, she's worked with people like Ariana Grande. She's worked with, bands like Maroon 5, Headley, other, like, a lot of great bands, especially Canadian too, and through the connections that I had with Ross and some people at Gypsy Soul Records, they were like, hey, you should use her on this video. And we fortunately got a Factor grant, so it was also Factor funded, so we were able to really upscale the production. It was shot in Toronto.
How do you go about writing your songs? What comes first, the lyrics or the music?
Well, primarily, because I still co-write with my dad, Rich McKenzie, on a lot of these songs. I actually wrote a song primarily just myself, full writing credit, Can't Do Right, on this album, the Shuffle. But I primarily get lyrics first, but the, like, you know, what came first, the chicken or the egg, right? But what happens with me is my dad will write a lot of lyrics and stockpile them. And so will I. Like, I'll come up with ideas. I'll come up with ideas and the inspiration to that idea, and I'll put it away. Then what I'll do is I'll also stockpile a lot of melodic ideas, rhythmic ideas, especially on the piano. I come up with a lot of things, or if I hear something that I like, I play it and then I evolve it. And then what happens is I have this huge pile of music and I have this huge pile of lyrics, and then I kind of start seeing what will fit where. But oftentimes, for me, I would say I have music and then that music persuades a kind of lyric. But oftentimes, if I'm writing something, not even near an instrument, then I'll go, okay, well, I know this feels like this. So I'm going to, when I go to the piano or I go to the guitar or I go to whatever, I'm gonna feel this certain way. So it really, I do both, which is the short answer. But it depends on the day. I could sit with a notepad all day, or I could sit and not write a lyric all day.
Interesting. So what's the future hold for Spencer McKenzie?
Really, I like to tell people, like, people are like, you sound great touring your new album. And I always thank them. But I say, even wait till next year when we're playing the tunes and they'll be even better. So we're still going to be touring all over Canada and, you know, especially Ontario. But next year, the big news that's coming out, it's still kind of exclusive right now, but we're doing a European tour next year.
Wonderful. And that was my very next question. So that's great news.
Yeah. That's when are you going to get out here?
Yeah. Oh, that's fabulous. Yeah. You'll have a time of your life.
Yeah. We're going to, it's about a month long, starting at the end of April, roughly. And there's still a lot of things to be figured out, like, hence not an official announcement yet, but we're going to be going out there, places like the Netherlands, Germany, etc.
Wonderful. Boy, there's some people I can suggest that you hook up with in the Netherlands. They've got a really big blues scene in that area.
We've been doing really well with the album over there, and I have a publicist, his name is Hans, and I can't thank him enough for the amount of great work he's done. And they love it over there. So I'm excited to just really dig my teeth in over there.
So most importantly, where can music fans get a hold of your album?
Well, the coolest way is to come see me. Come see me live. I'll sign it the whole nine yards. But you can get it on my website, spencermckenzie.ca, or like everyone does now, and I'm definitely guilty of it. You can go to Apple Music, Spotify, anywhere you listen to music, especially if your car doesn't have a CD player anymore. But CDs either in person, online, or wherever you stream music.
Well, it's a great album, and again, it is called Preach to My Soul. Spencer McKenzie, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Ken.
Voices gone forever. the sun, passing torch it seems, now is begging to be sung. Magic in the hand as the spirit fills the room.
Thanks to Spencer McKenzie for joining us again. The album is called Preach to My Soul. And that wraps up another edition of Blues Source Canada. I'm Ken Wallace. We'll leave you with some music from Quebec-based Broke Fuse from their album Splashdown. We'll catch you again next week. And stay tuned on Indie 101.5. Blues Source International is coming up next.